killer strategy for fall festivals, and how not to blow it with your church's big events in this episode of the Sunday to Sunday podcast. Today, I want to walk you through something very important. In fact, I think it's one of the biggest opportunities churches have outside of Christmas and Easter services, of course. Biggest opportunities churches have to reach people in the community. It's the Family Fall Festival, or Trunk or Treat, or whatever you call it. But before we dive in, you know, most churches have lots of communications tasks that they'd like to do, but not enough time to get them all done. That's why we've created Sunday U Services. Sunday U Services is your go-to agency for communications and marketing tasks. It lets you focus on what you do best at your church and frees up your time by letting us handle all the rest of your communications tasks. We can schedule your social media posts for you. We can help you with Facebook ads. We can clip your sermon video into usable little clips that you can use on social media and YouTube and other places. We can do general graphic design and much more. It's like having a communications person on staff, or if you are a communications person and you're on staff, it's like having another communications person at a fraction of the monthly price. Check it out at sundayu.com/services, sundayu.com/services. By the way, current Sunday U members automatically get a 10% discount on all the services. Everything that we offer with Sunday U services, Sunday U members automatically get a 10% discount. How you doing? Chuck Scoggins here. Glad you could join me today. Okay, let's talk fall festivals. I love community-wide events. I love them. But I didn't always love them. When I was a communications director, I thought they were terrible. I thought they were an interruption. I thought they required too much promotional effort on the front end. And if we were doing them correctly, they required even more effort after it was all over, after the event was done, required even more effort to follow up with everyone from the community who attended. Now that I consult with churches and coach churches, I love community-wide events. My outside view lets me see how valuable they are to church growth. They change the perception of a church in the community, and they have the potential to build a spirit of unity and volunteerism among the church attenders. And I think this, there's no better community event for churches than a fall festival or a family fall festival or a trunk or treat or whatever you want to call it. Trunk or treat seems like a weird term, trunk or treat. But if that's what you call it, I'm not judging. Here are a few reasons why I think there's not a better community event for churches than a fall festival. The first reason is people are already out and about. People are looking for a safe alternative. It gives them an opportunity to, it gives you, your church, an opportunity to give away free stuff without it being weird or awkward. It gives you an excuse to collect data on people, which you always need an excuse to do that. It gives you an excuse to follow up with families, and it's a chance to show that you care about your community. By the way, if you want to hear more about why I love community events, check out my latest article on Sunday Mag. I actually go into these 6 reasons that I think the Fall Festival is a really great community event and why all churches should do it. So check that out on Sunday Mag. That's at sundayu.com. Click on the Sunday Mag link. But here's the thing. I think there's a big mistake I see churches make when it comes to fall festivals, and really when it comes to community events in general, and that's this. It's the failure to properly leverage these events by following up with the people who attend. And really, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand why you would go through all the trouble, through all that work, through all that effort to do a big community event and not have a really solid follow-up plan in place. It makes no sense to me. So today, what I want to do is walk you through a follow-up email sequence that you can use to continue to minister to people who come to your fall festival and nurture them all the way up to showing up for your Christmas services. In the business world, we call this an automated email sales funnel. And this can be set up in MailChimp or some other email program or through some automated funnel delivery system. It can be set up to automatically run. And once you add the name and email address of somebody to the sequence, it'll just automatically send it out for you. So once you set it up, It's done. It's set it and forget it. Now, I'm not going to get into the technical details of how to set up a sequence because most churches already have some kind of email tool in place and there's a ton of them out there. So I'm not going to get into how to do the technical piece. But if you need tech help with setting it up, contact us at Sunday Youth Services and we'll try to help you. What I do want to think through today is what to send as a follow-up. What should we be sending? By the way, we have a PDF of this in Sunday U. So if you miss something or need to catch a note, you can download this PDF in Sunday U. It's free for premium Sunday U members. Or if you're not a premium member, you can buy it for just a couple of dollars. We'll put a link to it in the show notes. So here we go. Let's get into it. Obviously, the first thing you need to do, and hopefully this goes without saying, but the first thing you need to do is collect their info. Collect their info. Now, you want to have a free fall festival event. You want your event to be free so that people will show up. But you still need to collect people's information if you want to be able to follow up. So you have to think of a clever way to collect people's information that isn't creepy or threatening. There are a number of good ways to do this. For example, you could do a big giveaway, but you have to make sure it's something really big that people would want to give you their info for. So maybe, I don't know, a big screen TV or a PlayStation or Xbox or a four-wheeler, a new car. Go as big as your budget will allow and have an abundance mentality with this. Remember this, if your follow-up effort eventually results in a few new families joining your church who begin tithing, then you can afford to make a big investment here. And that's not even to mention the spiritual return on investment of getting new folks in your church. So go as big as you can and do a big giveaway. That's one way to get people to give you their information in exchange for the big giveaway. Another way to do this is to offer some kind of refreshments, maybe a free hot dog or hamburger meal, and require people to give you, to fill out a registration card to give you their information in order to get their meal ticket. So they fill out a registration card and turn that in for their meal ticket. People will do that to get a free meal, a free hot dog, hamburger, bag of chips, and a soda. Another thing you can do is give away a toy to each kid in exchange for the parents' information. Again, you got to make sure it's a good enough toy that the child wants it badly enough for the parent to give their information. But it's amazing what parents will do in order to get a toy for their kid. The other thing you could do is ask people to complete a survey, although that sometimes doesn't get as good a response because it's seen as more voluntary. But anyway, the point here is you can get creative and think of a clever way, a smart way to get people to give you their information and make sure it's not creepy, it's not threatening, and don't require it to get into the fall festival, but once you've got them in there, collect their information. Once you've collected their information, now you've got the golden ticket. Now you have the ability to follow up with them. Now you have the ability to send the email sequence. And before I get into the pieces of the email sequence, I want to throw out one disclaimer. Resist the urge to be overly promotional and preachy in these emails. Your goal here is to provide value so that the people reading these emails will begin to trust you. Okay? You promise? You promise you won't be overly promotional or preachy? Okay. I hope that goes without saying, but if I don't say it, somebody's going to send this first email and try to share the gospel, and you need to add value first. Not saying that the gospel isn't value, but you have to earn people's trust before you can speak spiritual things into their lives. Okay, so let's get into it. Email one, the first email, send this 2 days after the event. And this is just a simple email that says, thanks for attending. Something that says something like, we're glad you chose us. We know you had lots of options for Halloween or for fall activities, but we're glad you chose us. Again, please resist the urge to include a ton of information about your church. Maybe put your phone number and email at the bottom in case somebody wants to follow up, but don't be promotional in this. Don't promote your stuff. The only purpose of this first email is to let them know you're glad they attended. That leads us to email number two. Send this about 7 days after your event, and this one should be a resource for their family. So a good one is a PDF that's 5 fun fall activities for your family that includes things like a list of local pumpkin farms to visit, upcoming Christmas exhibits, off-the-radar Santa photo spots, things like that. So again, a resource that is for their family. Make it local if you can. And again, resist the urge to promote the church in this email. Your big promo is coming up in an email soon, I promise, but you have to earn their trust first. Email number three comes 14 days after your fall festival event. And in this one, you want to send another resource for the family. One I like is 5 engaging questions for the commute to soccer practice. And that would include thought-provoking, but not overly spiritual questions that parents can ask as conversation starters with their kids. So get your children's ministry involved and come up with 5 good engaging questions for the commute to soccer practice or dance recital or dance practice or gymnastics or whatever. All right, so that's email 3. Email number 4, send this one about 21 days after your fall festival event, and casually introduce your church. Casually introduce your church. Highlight your children's ministry. This is your chance to briefly talk about the church, to briefly introduce your staff, and to give them your big vision and mission. So make an effort to focus on how your church can benefit them as opposed to how great your church is. And avoid the temptation to overhype your church. You don't want to make your church seem better than it is. By the way, you also don't want to make it seem worse than it is, but you want to avoid the temptation to overhype your church. A better approach is to come across as real, to come across as authentic, a place where they can belong and discover spiritual things, discover what church life is all about. Use what you know about your audience, namely that they have kids or grandkids and are willing to go to community events, to introduce your church as someone who can meet their felt needs. Keep this email short, but let them know a little bit about your church's personality. All right, that's email 4. Email number 5 is 28 days after the event, so we're almost a month out. For this one, I would recommend sending a resource for their family once again. We're getting into the Thanksgiving and Christmas season at this point, so a good email is a lighthearted, maybe 7 ways to survive Christmas chaos, or 5 Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner conversation starter, something like that that sort of starts to leverage the Thanksgiving and Christmas season. By the way, if you do the Christmas chaos piece, five ways to survive Christmas chaos, make sure you don't judge people for their materialism or their consumerism. Most people already feel this tension in their hearts. They feel this tension inside of them, so we don't need to beat them up for it. Instead, go fun and creative. Give them ideas such as have a family Christmas movie night or decorate the tree together as a family or go Christmas caroling, things like that. Again, get creative here. Involve your church staff and try to help people slow down and focus on relationships instead of business. All right, email number 6. Send this one 30 to 35 days after the event. And now that you've provided them a ton of value, send a short email inviting people to your Christmas services or your Christmas programs. Make this a personal invite, though, as opposed to a flashy email full of graphics or dancing elves or anything like that. Make this personal. Maybe just a little personal email from the pastor. Let people know what they'll get from the service and what they can expect while they're there. And, of course, have a plan in place. Follow up with guests at Christmas who show up, right? And then have an email sequence after Christmas. So those are 6 emails. Now, before I let you go, here are a few more random ideas to make your fall festival a booming success. Just a few random off the top of my head ideas. One is to hand out an invite card. So if you have your upcoming message series or your Christmas series planned, if you have something like that planned prior to your fall festival event, then have some small cards printed up. Message series on one side, Christmas series on the other, or just invite cards. Just have those ready with the information to hand out to people. You can stick them in the bags along with a lot of candy. By the way, have a lot of candy. Make it to where kids want to come back to your church fall festival next year because they got way more candy than they would have got if they had gone house to house in their neighborhood. This is a big mistake that churches make. They have fall festivals and they're really restrictive with the amount of candy that they give out, and kids get mad that they came there instead of going door to door. So you want to be super generous with your candy. Another idea that you can do with people who come to your fall festival is you can send them a cool gift via regular mail. So if you really want to impress your attendees, you can send them some kind of thank you gift in the mail. So maybe it's a t-shirt for the kids. Make it cool. Make it a fun t-shirt. Resist the urge to put your church's logo on it. I know that seems counterintuitive, but if you want people to actually wear it and enjoy it and be glad that they got it as a gift, it doesn't need to be a billboard for your church. this is a mistake that churches make. I'm going to do a podcast about this in the future because I think churchy t-shirts are a terrible first impressions, first time gift. So anyway, a t-shirt for the kids maybe, but make it cool. Goodies for the family from a local bakery. So again, these are ideas that you can do for people who come to your event. You can send them in the mail, goodies from a local bakery. Maybe it's maybe it's cookies from a local bakery, maybe it's some kind of cake. The fact that you're giving a local bakery some business is a huge bonus, but let me just say this, because I almost just messed up just now saying that. Resist the urge to send homemade cookies from the nice lady in your church. Resist the urge to send any home-baked goods. These people might have the cleanest kitchen in the world, but your guest who's attending your fall festival doesn't know that. They don't know this person. So this gift could come across weird if it's home-baked instead of making a sweet, awesome impression if you use a local bakery. So again, something that's prepackaged that the health inspector has to inspect. That's a great, great little thank you gift. Another cool gift that you could send somebody is something that promotes family fun. So maybe a Frisbee or a bocce ball set or a board game or a card game or something like that. You can get those pretty cheap at, you know, the dollar store, the $5 store, and or get a Frisbee with your church's logo printed on it. Something that promotes family fun is a great thing to send in the mail, or you could even hand that out at the actual event. Another really cool gift that you can give out is a Christmas tree ornament. Just do this. Just do not put your church logo on it. Nobody wants to hang your church's logo on their tree, except maybe people who already attend your church, and that's not your target audience here. But if you can find a cool Christmas tree ornament, then that might be a cool little thank you gift to send to people who attend your event. Last one is dinner and a movie. So I really recommend that churches get into this. Partner with a local pizza company, local pizza store, restaurant, and ask them if you can print gift cards that you pay for after they're redeemed. So instead of going to Domino's or Papa John's and pre-purchasing gift cards that you're paying for, whether somebody redeems them or not, partner with a local pizza place. They'll love you for this, by the way. Partner with a local pizza place and ask them if you can print little gift cards, just little business cards. And then when somebody comes and redeems that gift card, you pay the pizza place. Like the next day, they just let you know that somebody redeemed one and you just go by and pay them. Also, purchase Redbox free movie codes online. You can go to redbox.com and purchase a block of free movie codes and print those on a business card. And then throw in a pack of individually wrapped microwave popcorn and boom, you got dinner and a movie in a box. Makes a great, great gift. This is great for Sunday morning first-time guests, but it's also great to send to somebody in a little box in the mail as a thank you for attending your fall festival. They won't expect it. People will not expect this, and it'll blow their mind, and it'll make a great impression. All right, to wrap this up, at the end of the day, don't make the mistake of doing all this work for a community event like a fall festival and not do the last 5% that you need to do to extend the make a big impact with your follow-up impression. Use this plan, use this podcast, and go to Sunday U and get the downloadable Fall Festival follow-up product and use that as a starting point to wow your Fall Festival event attendees. I encourage you to get creative and have fun. If you're going to go through the effort of having an event, you might as well make the extra effort for good follow-up. All right, that's all for me today. Be sure to do all the things that you should normally do for a podcast, such as leave a review on iTunes, and make sure you visit SundayU.com and check out SundayU services. And we will talk to you next time on the Sunday to Sunday podcast.